This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How many of y'all remember the poster boy for outrageous drug pricing, right? Martin Shkreli. Remember the Shkreli guy? Somebody threw dog poop on his face the other day. Did you hear that? Super Don, I think you told me that.
Yes.
But he was a poster boy. Were we like the only show that defended like the free market? If he wants to raise the price, good, because fewer people will take his drug.
That is a very unpopular position to have, for sure.
Right. We're not averse to taking unpopular positions, are we?
No.
But, I mean, we don't do it just to... Let's plan. Don't tell anybody that's listening on the show right now, but Super Don, let's plan to just, like, do something just for a reaction. We don't do that. Unless it's
today's
April Fool's
Day. Yes.
Yeah. No, it's April Fool's. Maybe we'll do a silly joke. But, no, for reals, as our millennial assistant producer, Cap Morgan, says, for realsies, this guy... Martin Shkreli, he got nothing. We got to revisit the subject of drug pricing, drug safety, as we open the show today. A little later, of course, Ty Bollinger, pre-birthday boy that he is going to join us to go outside the box. He's hitting the road today with his family. But before we get there, maybe we should visit something we came out of the box with. Was it this week or last week? I the weeks have gone by already. It's 2017. Who cares, right? But Donald Trump, right, came out of the gate this year on the way to the presidency and says, you know what, we're gonna look at Big Pharma. There's some problems there. There's a lot of lobbying going on, and even met with RFK Jr., Bobby Kennedy. And talked about the fact that, we need to even look into vaccine safety and scientific integrity. And I applaud Trump for this. Absolutely applaud him for this. Now, it may not be a done deal yet, but remember the comment that he made about Big Pharma. And this is really setting the pharmaceutical industry, setting them off in some way. They're very upset about this. Stocks tanked, at least temporarily. And some people have actually been vocally outraged by it. But what is the statement that outraged the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their CEOs, the price gouging CEOs? Oh, no, it's not us. It's Martin Shkreli. We'll find out about that in a moment. Let's go back to Trump's statement from last week.
They're getting away with murder. Pharma. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power.
Okay, I want to play that one more time just in case you can hear it, because this is the first time a president-elect, I think, in recorded history has said pharma is getting away with murder. It is worth hearing again.
They're getting away with murder. Pharma. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power.
Okay. Do you understand how stunning a statement that was and that still is? And you think that the Democrats would be just fawning all over Donald Trump at this point, right? I mean, because even Bernie Sanders had to agree with him. Of course, their perspective is that everybody should have every drug they can get for free. And my perspective is raise them until they're untenable because people don't need them. They're killing them, right? Not that I would want you not to have it if you feel like you want it. But my point is, in a free market, The drugs that work will be made available to you at far, far less cost. But let's set that aside for a moment, because Trump is like just catching hell from everybody on this just about. How dare you speak ill of Big Pharma, right? First thing, first rule of Fight Club, don't talk about a Fight Club. First rule of the presidency is don't talk about the prices of Big Pharma drugs. Even, what's his name, Obama, the outgoing president? Did he do much to curb drug prices? Affordable Care Act, anybody? Change the definition of affordable. So we have Martin Shkreli, he's the poster boy. The CEO of Pfizer comes out recently in response to Donald Trump and says, hey, wait a minute here. You can't paint us with that broad brush. We're not Martin Shkreli. This guy's named Ian Reed. Ian Reed. Talking about the ethics of pharma. What's unethical? What's ethical? You know, that's where we want to go, the CEO of Pfizer, to teach us about ethics. But let's go ahead and listen to Ian and what he says in response to Trump to try and clear the air, set the record straight.
And there are two pharmaceutical markets. There's an ethical market, people who do research, people who price responsibly, who price to recover their cost of capital. And there's another part of the pharmaceutical industry that is generic. And they don't do that, which is where you are with Mylan, where you are with Shkreli, probably where you are with Valiant, who didn't do any research.
Right, okay, so there's the legitimate Big Pharma, and then there's the little guys who are like barely fleas on an ant relative to the size of Pfizer and Merck and like, right? So they're the illegitimate ones. Why? Because they didn't do any research, right? Now, I want to go to a news report out of England, because this guy sounds pretty English, because he's saying there's the ethical one, there's the unethical one. The unethical ones are people like Shkreli who just raise prices willy-nilly to gouge you. They don't even do the research. They buy it and they gouge you.
And just keep in mind that he said that the ethical ones, like Pfizer, they price their drugs responsibly, unlike people like Shkreli, right?
Yes. I think the British government might have something to say about that. Give a listen to how ethical in pricing Pfizer has been.
Britain's competition watchdog has fined Pfizer a record $106 million for its role in ramping up the cost of an epilepsy drug by as much as 2,600%.
2,600% markup!
That sounds pretty responsible to me.
That sounds like Shkreli didn't have anything going on. Now, let's go back to the CEO of Pfizer, just to give him a chance to defend himself. Maybe it's just a perception problem, right? It's just like, yeah, that's a one-off, 2,600% markup. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. Listen to me now.
There are two different worlds. I would say there's a perception issue of who is pharma. And most of the problem of the reputation has come from those that I don't consider part of the ethical pharmaceutical business.
Okay, so he doesn't consider now himself. Is he talking about himself now?
No. See, he's looking down. He's looking down, you know, his nose at, you know, companies, those unethical pharmaceutical companies like Mylan and Shkreli and Valiant, you know.
Probably being irresponsible about even promoting those drugs that they're marking up by 2,600%, whatever it is, right? Let's go back to a news report on Pfizer. This is how ethical they are. Listen to how they promote their drugs and what happens when they do.
The Justice Department announced that Pfizer will pay $2.3 billion in penalties arising from improper drug promotions. Doctors were invited to resorts with expenses paid, given golf and massages.
Where's my massage? Dude, $2.6 billion fine. That's the ethical one?
The ethical pharmaceutical companies have to pay fines of $2.3 billion.
That's Pfizer. What do the unethical ones do, right? you know. Here's the thing, though. I think there was a point where in the article, and you can see it's linked up in the show notes, robertscoutbell.com. This is Big Pharma news, man. We're not making it up. It's coming right from the mainstream. Supposedly fake news are covering it. Maybe the CEO of Pfizer should say this is all fake news. All these news reports of us paying $2.6 billion fines or raising drug prices 2,600%, that's just made up. And then in the article, Superdon, in the article, he says, Well, you know, we're just getting some bad press in America, but around the world, we're much more respected. Did you remember he said that in the article? We're much more respected. All right,
absolutely.
Well, let's see if it passes the smell test, the litmus test, the ethical test on the international viewpoint. Other countries around the world look at Pfizer and Big Pharma respected, not like in America.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has been charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission with making improper payments to government officials in China, Croatia, Kazakhstan, and a series of other nations in exchange for laxer regulations and quick formulary approvals.
Wait a second.
Oops.
Oops. Dude, you know, I know why they're looked at much better in foreign countries, because in foreign countries they're paying them all off. Give us a lax thing. Dude, ethics and Big Pharma. Oxymoron. Come on, people. Can you see this? This is embarrassing. I mean, if I was on the board of Pfizer or a shareholder, a stockholder of Pfizer, I'd be like, get this guy out of here. The more he talks, the worse it gets for us.
Well, I think what's interesting is this discussion that he's having is with this panel that's taking place at this World Economic Forum in Davos right now. And I think it's really interesting how, you know, he wants to bring up the topic of ethics. Okay.
Yeah.
And if we go just in the context of where he's using the words, he's trying to basically say that if you are a drug company and you do the research, then you're ethical. But if you're a drug company that doesn't do the research, then you are the problem. You are the reason why the pharmaceutical industry has a bad reputation.
Wow.
But I think it's interesting how this guy, he's the CEO of a giant, you know, multinational corporation, has such a limited understanding of what the word ethical means.
No,
you can't have selective ethics.
No.
You can't, on the one hand, say, I do research, so I'm ethical, but I'm going to pay kickbacks to doctors. I'm going to break the law and prescribe off-label. I'm going to pay off foreign governments and then get them to relax the regulations. I'm going to raise my drug prices 2,600%.
But that's ethics in a globalist world. These globalist yahoos, that's what ethics is defined. So when they say ethics, you've got to look at a different dictionary. By the way, in the show notes, there's a link to the Pfizer corporate rap sheet. We could cover everything in this article. It would take us all six shows, both 2 hours of the Robert Scott Show, 6 days a week of this week, and we still wouldn't get through all of the things that Pfizer's been guilty of. Check out their corporate rap sheet, but be prepared. It's going to take a while to go through it. How does pharma get their drugs passed? Next.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Heard around the world also on UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, SoundCloud, iTunes, all that. And GCN carries archives too. So you got it. If you miss it, you're hearing it later. Don't worry. It never goes bad. Man, Big Pharma's going bad, though. You know who else is going bad? Gone bad a long time ago, the Democrats. And I don't mean to get all political Hegelian dialectic on you, because there are certainly plenty of establishment Republicans that fall into the same mix. But they're, listen, I'm just talking to you Democrats right now. You're on the wrong side here. And I'm not saying you should be on the side of Republicans, because any Republican that's pro-Big Pharma and making sure everybody gets their drugs is on the wrong side. You've chosen the wrong healing path. It is not a healing path. Elizabeth Warren, you're not even funny in trying to, you know, getting more drugs for your constituents, especially poor inner city folks that vote Democrat, is criminal, because they're being poisoned by you and your absolute and total reliance on the pharmacomafia established by the Flexner Report in 1910, 100 plus years ago. Pharma-backed trials. If you wonder, you know, which trial is likely to result in an FDA approval, it's the trials that are conducted by the pharmaceutical manufacturers themselves. Money from Big Pharma, funding a drug study, resulting in a positive response, and then bingo, bango, bongo, the FDA goes, hey, yeah, it looks good. Your study looks good. Science looks like it supports it. It's better than placebo. Bring it on. And among the many disasters included in last segment we talked about from Pfizer includes Bextra, Celebrex, even medical devices, heart valves, destroying and killing people. Not even mentioning vaccines now that carry no liability. At least in those drugs they had to pay out, but still it doesn't help when you're dead or your family member is dead.
Remember, the third, second, or first leading cause of death, depending on how you run the stats, the pharmaceutical industrial complex delivered to your mouth, I should say, by your friendly neighborhood licensed allopathic physician and drugstore. Pharma-backed trials more likely to be okayed as an FDA-approved drug versus those that are not funded by drug money. I mean, that's almost be a
that's
moment
a
of
moment
dub, but
yes.
It is. But, you know, it's another study validating what we've been saying for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It should be an I told you so segment. This was in the British Medical Journal. They're concerned about bias on the part of doctors and scientists running drug trials. Well, damn straight, they should. But, of course, they say, well, the drug money doesn't affect me. I'm a scientist. Really? Well, the article here in the British Medical Journal is saying, yeah, it does affect you. And then we go to the grassroots campaigns. These, according to Cheryl Atkinson, she talks about astroturfers. Industry money, that is big pharma money flowing into, what, consumer groups? Taints the advice from those consumer slash patient groups, according to the regulators. Again, money, it isn't money that is the root of all evil. It's the love or lust for money, of course. But certainly, if you lust in for money and somebody's handing it out to you or giving you a massage, whatever it is that we talked about in the last segment, it impacts what you do. It impacts your perspective on life, how you advise and consent, if you will, to things that may or may not be good for you or others. Now, the research about the astroturfing was done and published in today's JAMA, Internal Medicine Journal, the Journal of the American Medical Association. And remember, all of these pharma groups, sans the AAPS, the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, Tom Price, up for HHS Secretary, member of AAPS, Rand Paul, member of AAPS, Ron Paul, member of AAPS. What is unique about this group? They take no pharma money. Zero. No pharma money. And if you read their journal, and I get it every month, as I have for almost 10 years now, it is stunning and shocking. If you think all doctors are evil and bad, I don't say that. And you for sure will know it's not true when you look at the AAPSonline.com, see if you can read their journal. And you'll see, these folks love liberty. They're in defense of patients. They're in defense of your safety from FDA-approved pharmaceuticals and vaccinations. Stunning. You wouldn't know this because, hey, the money's not flowing to AAPS. It's flowing through AMA and other medical trade groups that take money from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, as in this case, patient astroturf groups, patient advocacy groups, taking money. It's just like the nutritionists that are not nutritionists, they're dietitians. Their organizations are taking money from what? PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, and telling you that diet soft drinks are just fine with a balanced diet. There's nothing balanced about toxic chemistry entering your body. You can't do that in a balanced fashion, folks. No, you can't. Go ahead, call me. Tell me I'm wrong.
You say that
go ahead.
Last man was.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with the information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's Survival in the City. That's one of my all-time favorite songs that they did. In the City?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Was that considered a Joe Walsh song or an Eagles song?
That was an Eagles.
It was.
You know what? That's you stumped me.
Ah.
In the City. I think that's an Eagles song.
All right. If anybody knows.
I don't think that was a Joe Walsh.
866-939-BELL. If you're a big Eagles fan or Joe Walsh fan, let us know. I think it was at the end of the movie The Warriors, they played that. Remember The Warriors? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know,
I like the slow fade on that one, Jason. Thanks for hanging in with that because I was enjoying that. Yeah.
Nice.
Good. Yeah.
Nice.
So let's see. What else we got on tap tonight? Ty Bollinger.
Yeah, outside the box. We go every hump day. Go way outside the box. For those of you who miss this show, again, Super Don will often post things to SoundCloud, special clips. We do some audio and video stuff sometimes by Facebook Live.
Yep. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I've been doing really good with that. In fact, I know that we do have listeners that will, generally go to GCN mm-hmm. and the archives to grab those because they're usually about 15, 20 minutes or so after. But
super fast.
I would say 99.9% of the time you can find it on SoundCloud that evening.
Cool. Well, look, we love it that people listen everywhere and anywhere. Our listeners on UK Health Radio get a couple of days behind, wherever, whenever, it's okay. No expiration dating, no preservatives required, no artificial flavors or colorings. And that's just the way we like it. Maybe that's just the way you like it, why you keep coming back. So tell your friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Let's see. We got Ty Bollinger coming up. We got upcoming events. Let's see. Hey, how about we go to the listeners every once in a while? We like them, don't we? Do we tolerate them or do we like them?
Of course we do.
We love them.
What are you talking about?
Especially when they throw comments our way or questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one could go either way. It's a question and it's some comments, but it starts with a question. So we'll start with the question of the day theme, Super D. And Super D, you're mentioned in this one, so I want you to be prepared. Oh. I'm not going to, stump the Super D. That's not my intent here, but it could happen. All right. So question of the day from Mark D. Mark D. What's up, my healing partners? That's his trade. You know, he gets the first thing. What's up, my healing partners? We like being your healing partner, Mark D. Robert, my wife has varicose veins. Not terribly bad, but she doesn't like them regardless. You know, Mark D, I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody, any woman in particular, that really says, gee, I wish I had more varicose veins. But I'm in agreement with her. They're not fun. I'm just saying.
That could be a thing. You know?
But, I mean, the thing was, I'm just saying, if Mark D said, it's not terribly bad, but she really does like them and wants more, then I'd be going, Mark D, what is going on there? But no, I could say he's really married. This woman is for real, all right? She's currently saving up money to get them taken care of surgically. Ooh, yow. But I'm not sure that's the best option. I've heard that there are some natural remedies, but I haven't taken that rabbit trail yet. Well, I'm forced to now. Can you give me some advice on natural remedies for this? All right, so let's see what we can do here. Now, listen, that surgery can be pretty painful. And, you know, any surgery, you want to do it as a last resort. And I recognize there are times and places for it. I'm not saying ban the surgeons. I mean, surgeons can be life-saving in particular. But it's not something you want to go into lightly. And I've even heard there was an allopathic method, and I don't know what this is. I remember seeing years ago some, like, mini-documentary on it where they would inject something into the varicose veins and collapse them. They'd disappear. I don't even know if that's safe. I just remember I have a visual of seeing that. You're like, whoa, that's pretty wild. Who knows what they're injecting? Could be, I don't even know. But the real key, and you've heard me talk about this, Mark D, and it's written about in Unlock the Power to Heal, for vascular integrity, elasticity, strength, all of that, is silicon. Silica is the critical mineral for varicosities, okay? This is really where you need to be looking at first. So if your wife has not done what's known as the silicon challenge, that's where you get the Alta Health products. You know that? Alta Health products. Silica X, I think it's called. The Alta Silica. And at that point, it's very simple because you take three tablets four times a day. Now, this isn't like doing it for a day or even 2 weeks. You're talking about at least four full weeks of an intense silicon replenishing, rebuilding. The storage of silicon we really need to replenish. So three of those four times a day for a month, then you can start, you know, tapering off from 12 a day down to 9, maybe down to 6, maybe maintain at 6 for a while. Now, this doesn't preclude doing other remedies. I remember, Silicea, of course, is the homeopathic silica. You can also do that. There's calcarium floricum is also known to be helpful there. And sometimes they'll use the snake venom remedies. There are a number of them out there, again, that often work on the circulatory, the vascular system. But the key mineral, again, is silica. Now, if you're not into all the Harry Potter's Latin name single remedies like I mentioned, you can always do like a varicose veins formula, right? Those exist. So if you contact Mark D., this is for you, call up tomorrow during the Eastern Coast workday time zone, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And that's King Bio, kingbio.com. And they have varicose veins or varicosity-type formulas. They're commonly known in homeopathy to be helpful. Again, I don't say this is instantaneous. Now, another thing I'm going to add into the mix, and I hope one day that they clear it through their R&D, our friends at Natural Immunogenics who make Sovereign Silver. They were so close to releasing Sovereign Copper, but darn it, man, they are sticklers for perfection. They are not going to release it until it's got the stability and everything they want. But I've used it. It's called copper hydrosol, like colloidal copper. The problem with a lot of copper is that it can be building up in your system. We even covered a story the other day from, I think, the New York Times saying, hey, be careful what's in your salad. It could be copper, right? You know, like of all the things to warn people about copper in their salad, I'm more concerned about copper and dietary supplements.
Right. And all the other stuff that would be in the salad, right?
Right, exactly. If it's glyphosate infested, if it's not organic. But really, yes, copper toxicity is a real thing. It's fairly easy to reverse. It's cuprum metallicum, that's homeopathic copper. And, of course, selenium, again. Selenium, chromium, silica, all of those things keep coming back. But a colloidal form of copper or a hydrosol, ideally, it would be great because that really helps with varicose veins as well. Copper is important there. But we don't want you to take too much. You can take significant quantities of very little, if it makes any sense. I know it's kind of a weird way to say it. But you'll get a lot more benefit out of the micrograms you could take in a hydrosol or colloidal form of copper than you could in a supplemental form where it can build up too fast, for instance. So anyway, hopefully that's not too much on the issue of varicosities, but I do, Mark D., appreciate you for writing in like you do and commenting that I wanted to do justice by your wife who doesn't like the varicosities. Now, there's a second part of Mark D.'s question leading to a comment, I think, here, right? Am I seeing this right? Let's see. Yes. Okay, this is for you, Super Don. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Super Don, what's up, my brother? This is Mark D. talking. I heard you a few episodes ago talking about retooling your intro. You know where he's going. Will you possibly be fixing it? I believe it's been like 18 months now since I first pointed it out. I know you've been busy, so I've purposely refrained from pointing out the others until you get this one done. You're welcome. And so what's the story, Bud? Budrow, have you done what has been asked of you by Mark D?
No.
Go! Dude, come on, man. 18
All right,
months.
Okay.
He gave you 18 months.
18
oh, wait, and he
months.
Says, if it Seriously. Would be of some benefit to you, do a bulletproof coffee enema, would you? LOL.
Oh,
thank you, Mark
come
D.
Come on.
Mark D. is railing on you, Super D. I don't know what you're going to do to recover
Mark
from this.
D. Good old Mark. No, listen. It's a legitimate question.
Right. It's a logistical nightmare for you. Is that what you're telling
it
us?
It is. Yeah. It is. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes here. It's not as simple as just playing something different. There's something else good. But
like,
listen, I'll tell you what. I will make you a deal, Mark D.
Okay.
Moving forward, because, you know, the idea is we want to cycle through these things, come out with new ones, stuff like that. So moving forward, the new ones that I put together, I will fix that little tiny itty-bitty detail.
Right. Do you want to tell everybody what it is? You want me to?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it's simple. You know, if you're familiar with the intro, as we're coming towards the end of the intro where you come in, it says, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell. Well, Mark D. picked
Point
that
out
and he
correctly.
Said, you know what? I think what it was supposed to be was the voice of health, freedom, and liberty.
Yeah.
So it's all about a pause. It's taking
out the pregnant pause.
It's either health, freedom, two words, or health freedom.
Yes.
So,
you know, you think that nanosecond you'd have to pull out could be done in sometime less than 18 months. But, Mark D., you keep riding Super D. I try to be nice to him because I got to work with him every day. Right? I'm not going to get on him too much. He's a good guy. He's doing great work. So,
listen,
for your
I will concede. I will concede. And new ones that I create, they will be fixed.
Okay, he's crying uncle. All right, now, another health story here before we wrap up this segment. One in three adults diagnosed with asthma, guess what? They might not even have it.
Joe!
That's another Homer Doe, isn't it? One in three to 33% of you with asthma don't actually have asthma. That's not me saying it. It's a study.
Those people are taking asthma medication.
Asthma drugs. Yep. Beautiful. Yeah. Pretty good if you can do it, Big Pharma, right? Hey, let's just diagnose everybody with asthma. Even if they don't have it, we'll prescribe them the drugs. And because we're doctors, they're going to take it, right? Because they're not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where they learn this kind of thing, and they go, no, 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 doc, I don't think I have it. And even if I do, I read in Unlock the Power to Heal by Robert Scott Bell and Ty Bollinger, an entire chapter, very brief though, it doesn't take long to get through it, on how to remedy pulmonary lung issues, from asthma to bronchitis to pneumonia to COPD. That's right, friends. Go get it. Barnes & Noble online, great place. I think it's bn.com. Or Amazon. Anyway, you can learn how to cure your asthma even if you don't have it. Right? No drugs required. No permission either. It's your lung or lungs. Take care of them. All right? Rocking the health world together. If you like beer and pizza, we got a segment for you coming up next. Thanks to Super D. Thank you, Mark D. as well. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we got some fun trivia from Jason, the board op at GCN. All right, I was just questioning about Joe Walsh's, was from the Warriors, right? In the city, yeah. And I was right. He says, first recorded it for the movie The Warriors, but it was recorded a second time for the album The Long Run. With the Eagles, released in the same year. So both of my thoughts were right, Joe Walsh and Eagles. Anyway, thanks for that, Jason. On board, man. Nice trivia find there. Yeah, and yesterday, remember when I was agitated because my daughter was throwing a tantrum because she wasn't going to be allowed to see that movie? I think it's called Numbers or something like that about the women mathematicians, right? NASA, with her class. Because she didn't bring the permission slip home for me to sign in the money for the movie. And so, you know, I backed up the teachers. But turns out, I got a call from my wife today. She had met with the teacher, and the teacher said, you know, I really feel bad about what happened because I told my adolescent program and the other girls that are not in it that are coming up next year, they might not have gotten the full picture. And so it was an interesting thing because I backed the teachers on this because of the tantrum. Right. I didn't know whether what they said was factual or not. And it turns out the teacher said, you know what, maybe there's some leeway here I should have been given them. Right. Not because she threw a tantrum, but because she may have been right. So what I've got to talk to my daughter about is the fact that you may be right about that communication not coming all the way through to you. But the way you handle it, it sucked bad. And I'm not going to say that, but you know what I'm saying? It's like
a good teachable moment.
It's a great teachable moment because you want to stand up for what you believe to be right and true, but you can't do it by whining and screaming and crying. It's like adults, like Democrats. This is what they're doing in Congress right now over Trump. They grow up already. Come on. And we would say the same thing about the Republicans when Obama became president because some of them were doing similar things to what the Dems are doing now. I don't think it's as bad overall. I'm looking at the Dems. It's looking pretty embarrassing. But I'm just going to say to my daughter, Ari, you don't want to be like the Democrats when you grow up. That's embarrassing. Don't go there. So anyway, that's just a follow up from yesterday. So that, you know, she's getting to go see the movie with her classmates and it all worked out. And I get to teach her about, you know, standing up for what's right, but not whining about it.
Right.
Right. So now it's time for pizza and beer. Right.
Who doesn't like pizza and beer? For me, it's pizza and non-alcoholic beer, and the pizza is organic and non-GMO, of course.
They really do go good together, though, don't they?
They totally do. And then, of course, followed by a big, big old Homer Simpson belch, which I'm not going to play. but this is actually a funny headline here. You know, if you look at what you said, it's a man dressed as a beer bottle wanted for alleged pizza theft. What?
Huh.
And the pizza ran away with the beer. A man dressed as a beer bottle. Where did this happen? Is it, this had to be England or something, or was it? Where was this? Does it say?
Let's see. Where was this? This was.
It's on New Year's Day. Oh, Papa John's in Holton Road, Barry. I don't know where that is.
That's got to be in the UK.
Yeah, it sounds like. I didn't know they had Papa John's in the UK though. So
that is interesting. That's true.
Yeah. A man dressed as a beer bottle being sought after by police after allegedly, we don't know for sure that he did this, but allegedly he stole two pizzas without paying. And they caught him on CCTV, which is closed circuit TV, at a Papa John's on New Year's Day. He is said to have entered a staff-only area and helped himself to the pizzas and left without paying. I mean, like, you know, if a beer bottle walks into a pizza place, is it going to merit a second look? Or do you just go, oh, that's just the beer bottle?
Well, So I guess he walked through the employee area, into the employee
right.
area.
As a beer bottle. It looks like a bottle of Heineken or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to think. Number one, isn't somebody going to look at this guy and go, there's a guy dressed up as a beer bottle?
Does somebody order a mascot? What?
Now, was this a disguise? Was he trying to...
His face is completely showing. It's not a disguise. But, I mean, I guess the Papa John's people are going to have to train their employees that if a beer bottle walks in, don't let them walk out with two pizzas.
Yeah.
Maybe a slice just for being, you know, creative, but not two whole pizzas. That doesn't work.
It's okay if he pays for it, but, you know, just keep an eye on him. I don't know.
That is funny.
People are crazy.
Barry and District News. I'm still trying to figure out that it's 4 degrees Celsius in Barry as we're broadcasting now, so that's just above... That's what, it's still in the upper 30s, I think. But yeah, it is in the United Kingdom, so they do have Papa John's. That's embarrassing. Why would you do that? Where's your organic pizza place? That's what I want. All right, Ty Bollinger coming up, the pre-birthday boy. We got to discuss a lot of things. How about the truth about detox, the truth about vaccines, the truth about cancer, all the good stuff we do. Also, Janet Napolitano. She's got cancer again. Why? How? GMOs being banned in certain places. Why not here? We'll get to that and a whole lot more next hour. Go to robertscottbell.com for all the links. Thanks for being here. You know it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.